Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre. I'm your host, Todd Sugnano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And today's episode is a special one because it's the first one in the beautiful year 2015. And it is all about Nintendo.
Nintendo Power.
Which means that today we learned is also about Nintendo. So would you like to learn something today about Nintendo?
Sure.
The first D-pad was created for a Nintendo game. In 1982, the Game & Watch developers at Nintendo came up with it. The team decided to cross-shape and concave middle as the best way to control 2D movement in their Game & Watch port of Donkey Kong. Nintendo then decided to patent the D-pad and has used it ever since.
The D-pad.
Why is it called
a D-pad? I guess the directional pad.
Yeah, if they didn't come up with it, maybe someone else would, but could you imagine where we'd be if they never thought of the D-pad? I mean, everyone fucking uses it. We could still be like Atari, having like a joystick and that's it.
Well, technically now, most of the systems are joysticks.
Yeah, but you know
nobody
what I mean.
Really,
just a joystick and a button.
I remember when Nintendo 64 first came out, I had no idea how to hold the controller. Like, I didn't know what the hell you were supposed to do with the joystick.
I think a lot of times, you know the Z button on the back? I don't know why it was called the Z, first of all.
That should have been the B button.
But, like, it always seemed like that games would try their best to figure a way to use it. Like, wasn't it the trigger in GoldenEye?
I don't know.
I can't remember if it was or not. But today we're talking about our top 10 favorite Nintendo games of all time.
All time.
But before we get into that, we're going to talk about the top 10 best-selling Nintendo non-bundled games of all time.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask you a question, Jesse. Can you try to guess at least 5 of them?
Mario 64.
Let's see. No.
I don't believe you.
I mean, Mario 64, I believe, was bundled.
I think it probably was.
Yes. So, I mean, this would be kind of hard because you're going to say, like, Mario 64 or Super Mario in general.
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye? No.
I don't believe that either.
That's Strike 2.
Super Smash Brothers.
Strike 3.
No, I don't believe this list at all. This is a terrible list.
Coming in at number 10, if you would like to know, is Pokemon Black and White for the Nintendo DS, sold over 15 million copies.
That's cool.
Number 9 was Pokemon Diamond and Pearl for the DS, sold over 17 million copies. Number 8, Super Mario Bros. 3 for the NES, sold 18 million copies.
I wasn't going to say that.
Number 7, this one kind of surprised me, was Brain Age for the DS, sold 19.1 million copies.
What the hell is that?
Number 6 was Pokemon Red, Blue, and Green for the Game Boy. It sold 20 million copies. Number 5 was Wii Fit, and it sold 22.67 million copies. Number 4, Mario Kart DS. Sold 23 million copies. Number 3, and this is probably like the weirdest one for me, Nintendogs.
Oh, I remember Nintendogs.
For Nintendo DS, sold
23.96 million. These are all freaking handheld games, man.
Pretty much. Number 2, the new Super Mario Brothers for the Nintendo DS, sold 30 million copies. And number 1, Mario Kart Wii, sold 35.53 million copies.
That's strange.
It really is.
People like Mario Kart.
But having Brain Age and Nintendogs on there kind of surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah, Nintendogs was like a fake Gigapet kind of thing.
All those dogs are probably dead because there ain't no way in hell people have been feeding them dogs since 2007.
I think there was a big hashtag that became of that a while back.
You
it was like RIP everybody's Nintendogs. Yeah.
I mean, can you guess what the top 5 franchises best-selling franchises are in Nintendo history?
It's not Nintendo. Rare. Is Rare one of them?
Rare?
Yeah.
No, the franchises.
Oh, I thought you meant like... Never mind. Mario.
That's true. Mario is number one.
Pokemon.
Pokemon's number two.
Zelda.
Zelda's number four.
Zelda's number four. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's number five. There's no way in hell you're going to guess number three.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the top five.
What was number three?
Well, I'll get to it. Number five, Donkey Kong has sold to date 56 million copies of every Donkey Kong game. Number four, Legend of Zelda has sold over 71 million copies to date. Number three, the Nintendo Wii series, meaning Wii Sports, Wii Sports Resort, Wii Fit Plus, all that shit, has sold 192 million copies.
That's a pretty big jump!
Number two, Pokemon has sold 260 million copies.
That's a big jump.
And the biggest jump, number one, Mario, has sold over 445 million copies.
I mean, whoever thought of Mario was a smart guy?
Is he? Yeah, I completely agree. I know. What is your like earliest memory of playing Nintendo?
My earliest memory of playing Nintendo was probably playing Super Mario 3 at some point.
Mine, I really think, was Duck Hunt. And we had my grandma had the like racing game that came with the pad that you had to like.
Oh, the like Olympic game or whatever.
She had that. I think she still has the pad in the attic.
I'm pretty sure we can sell that on eBay.
Probably. I remember playing that and just my grandma, like, she played games like Vegas Stakes.
Oh man, I used to love all those old casino games for some reason. I remember playing Vegas Stakes.
I have Vegas Stakes in the box over there in my Super Nintendo games.
Well, there was another one, though. It was called Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Well, she used to play Vegas Stakes all the fucking time. But, like, Duck Hunt was one of the best games ever because it showed you the type of person you are because at some point you try to shoot the dog.
As soon as the dog laughed at you, fuck you. Yeah. You shot at it.
That game, as great as it was, like, looking back, sucks. When you try to think, like, the crosshair and everything, like, you cannot shoot for shit. But I remember that game was bundled with Mario on the same fucking cartridge.
Yeah, they would never do anything like that now.
Hell no. And, you know, there's probably some people out there listening to this that aren't aware. Well, I mean, the only way that they know of to clean a game is to, you know, print out, maybe put it on your shirt. I know some people have actually put mayonnaise on the disc and put it in the toilet and flushed the toilet.
Yeah, I've never heard of the mayonnaise. I've heard of it like putting toothpaste on the disc and flush it. I've never wanted to flush my disc in the toilet, though. That did not seem like a good idea for it.
And, you know, there's all these bobo-ass ways you can supposedly clean your disc. You can't. The only thing you cannot clean is a PlayStation disc. Because if you get one of those discs scratched, you're just fucked because you can't repair a Blu-ray. But Nintendo, Sega Genesis, well, I guess those are the only two. The way you clean the, well, I guess Atari and all that also, but the way you clean those is by blowing in it.
Yeah.
And did it ever actually do anything? It's been proven that it really didn't. But because you blew in it once and it worked, after that you figured, oh, that's what you got to do.
that's all it takes, man.
That's all it takes. Blow. A good little blow. And, unless you have anything else to talk about Nintendo, why don't we get into the top 10 here?
Well, we can get right into it, I guess.
Okay. Also, I want to say I did used to love reading Nintendo Power magazine every month.
Yeah. Tips and Tricks was always my favorite gaming magazine, but I also really enjoyed Nintendo Power.
Yeah. Do you want me to start?
If you want to, I don't care.
All right, my top 10 Nintendo games all time in a particular order. Number 10, The Legend of Zelda for the Nintendo Electronic System.
Nintendo Electronic System!
The thing that made me love this game so much when I was a kid was the fact that the cartridge was gold. I'm not going to lie, that was a big turn-on for me. Like, oh, it's colored. It must be cool. And yes. The game itself is a classic game. It cracked my top 10 because, it's not anywhere higher in top 10 because as much as I love the game, the Zelda series was never my favorite series. My favorite series was actually the Donkey Kong series, which I just noticed wasn't even on my top 10. So I guess I didn't love it that much. But coming in at number 9 is Ready to Rumble Boxing for the Nintendo 64.
Oh, I remember that game.
I love that fucking game. I love any fighting game that does not have actual people in it. Like, was it Clay Fighters?
Yeah, Clay Fighters 63 and a third.
Yeah, that was a great game.
That was the dumbest name ever.
And yeah, Rampage. I forget the whole title for that, but Rampage for the Super Nintendo. Number 8, Super Mario Galaxy for the Nintendo Wii. That was the first game I got on the Wii that actually made me think, oh, this Wii purchase is a great idea. Because...
Save it for Mario, man.
As much
Mario can always save the day.
As much as Nintendo has kept up their reign on top of the video game world over the years, because of the fact that they're a family system and family company, they have put out some shit games. There's no denying that. I mean, would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, I think that honestly, if they were to sell games that were rated M, I think they could sell a lot more copies. A lot more systems, rather.
Yeah, they're at a pretty big disadvantage.
Yeah. Sorrow, if you pee on my jacket, I'm going to smack you. Yeah, walk away.
Zorro being our friend here, not a dog or anything. Yeah. We would never abuse a dog.
No.
Out of here.
Yeah, like Super Mario Galaxy was the game that actually made me fall back in love with the Mario franchise, because that game was just a ton of fun. The only thing that sucked about it is it said it features two-player capabilities, which I thought meant, oh shit, you can play as Luigi also. That's awesome. So Adam and I would play it, and what the second player role was is you hold the nunchuck controller and swipe and get the stars. That's all you did as a second player.
Oh, that's not cool. Man.
It sucked. I have not played Super Mario Galaxy 2 yet. I'm sure it's amazing, but I've not played it. Number 7 on my list is a classic game from the Nintendo Electronic System is Double Dragon.
Oh man, Double Dragon, classic beat 'em up game.
I love button mashers more than anything ever, because as generic and general of games as they are. They're the only type of games, really. Those are like sports games that you can pick up and play again and not think, oh, I've already done this.
Yeah.
Because you can play a Grand Theft Auto over again because you have the free roam and everything. But if they didn't have that and you just have to do the story again, it's like, it would get boring. Number 6 on my list is Metroid for the Super Nintendo Electronic System.
Samus was a girl.
I know. A lot of people don't realize that. And a lot of people, when they do realize that, get pretty pissed off.
I don't want to play as a girl.
But I love that game. That game was like the first Halo, in my opinion. I mean, think about it.
I remember when the Metroid came out for GameCube, Taylor had it.
Yeah.
It was like a really big deal to everybody. Like, I remember everybody would go over to his grandma's house and play it. And then he got like wireless controllers and everyone's like, oh my god, this is nuts.
Cracking my top 5 here. Number 5, a game we talked about in the last video game edition. Pokemon Snap for Nintendo 64.
Pokemon Snap.
Which I actually just learned recently that at participating Blockbusters, they used to have a thing where you can come up and bring your
I
can't remember your memory card or the game itself, and you put it in and you can print out your pictures.
Yeah.
That seems like it'd be a genius idea.
Yeah. Seems like there would be a much easier way to do that nowadays.
Yeah, probably. And but that game had nothing to do with Pokemon other than the fact that Pokemon where like the Pokemon characters are in it. That's the only thing it had to do with Pokemon. Like, you were a photographer. You were a nature photographer in that game. Yeah. You beat levels by taking pictures.
Oh man, that was a fun, man, I want to play that game so bad.
But I did love that game. Yes. God damn it, was it a good game. Number four on my list was Super Smash Brothers for the N64.
Super Smash Bros.
I remember when that game came out, I played it at my aunt's little brother's place. I would say my uncle, but he's not my uncle because my aunt is my mom's half-sister, and her brothers are her mom's children, not her dad's, not my grandfather, so that's confusing as shit. But yeah, it was her brother's birthday party. I went over there to play the game. And he had that, and I'll never forget, he had that, and he had Volkswagen Bug Racing.
Oh, man, I remember that game, and I remember playing it, so actually, I was really mad.
But I loved Super Smash Bros. When I played it. I thought it was the most genius idea of a game ever. Like, you've already done Mario Kart, which is, like, the all-star of Nintendo racing each other. Now you're doing all-star fighting.
Let's make all of them fight each other.
And that is just a great idea. And how many have they had now? They've had, like, eight, maybe?
I don't think they've had eight. I don't think they've had that damn many.
I thought they've had but super. Like Super Smash Brothers Melee was a great fucking game. The Super Smash Brothers series, like the first one, you cannot beat that. It's a classic. It is a great goddamn game.
Yeah, man.
Number 30 on my list is a game that does not get enough credit for being one of the greatest video games of all time. Not even Nintendo, but just one of the greatest fucking video games of all time. Luigi's Mansion.
I forgot all about Luigi's Mansion. I might have put that on my list, actually.
I remember when that game came out, you and I were the only people that ever talked about it and played it, because that game was a goddamn classic.
That game is so damn amazing.
And there's a sequel to it that came out recently for, I want to say it was for Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, I think it was for the one of the handheld systems.
And I really want to play it. I don't know what I loved so much about that game. Maybe it was like just the fact that it was Luigi got his own game, or maybe because it was a great fucking game, because it really was. And if you haven't played the game and you have a Nintendo GameCube and you have $40 to spare on a used game, go to your local video game store. But a lot of places don't have game shops these days that sell those. So go to Amazon.
Yeah, go to Amazon for everything.
Yeah, unless you have a video game store like a Game Exchange here or Games Plus. If you live in Memphis, don't go to Games Plus. It's the only place where you can get a fucking Miss Pac-Man game for $50 because they think it's worth money.
I love that store and hate that store all at the same time.
Go to Game Exchange. I went to Game Exchange with Alan, former co-host here, and
they're a lot nicer at Game Exchange.
They are a lot nicer, and I got the entire Uncharted series, all three games, for $12.
I remember I went and bought like Fable 1, 2, and 3 there like a year ago, and I paid like $15
combined.
Yeah,
that's a great store. I'll say this right now. If you want good games you could just pick up and play, go to a game shop and get like a Madden game that's 3 years old. You'll pay a quarter for it.
Yeah.
Like, unless you want updated rosters, then by all means pay $60 for the new one. But if you feel like just doing a trade on the games, just pay a quarter for the game. Number two on my list was, if anyone out there has been listening this whole time, this game actually topped my list on the very first episode of Down with Lucha Libre, is Zombies Ate My Neighbors for the Super Nintendo.
Oh man, I didn't even think of that game either.
And I will say the same thing I said last time when I talked about this game. I loved the game. There's a level where you're getting chased by a Jason-looking motherfucker. There's a level where Chucky dolls are trying to kill you.
How did they get away with all of this? I don't even know.
And it is just, I mean, you use trampolines in the game to get away from zombies. And they have the greatest music in that game ever. I could just listen to that soundtrack for the game over and over again and never get bored. And I also believe, because this game, in my opinion, is Nintendo hard.
Yes, it is.
I have never beat it.
No, I think it's impossible to beat. Literally. Like, the levels will never end.
And for anyone out there that does not know what the phrase Nintendo hard means, it is a phrase that was coined back in the day because certain games were just impossible to beat. And the phrase,
like, literally, they were impossible. You couldn't beat them. Yeah. There was no end to the game. It just kept going and going and going.
Like, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, it's so many times I would slam my controller down and go, why would they make a game that you can't beat? Why? And I've even done that during, like, Donkey Kong games. When I was a kid, I'd play Donkey Kong, and I hated it so much because I could never beat it. That was gross sounding. But, yeah, Nintendo hard.
Nintendo hard.
If you're out there and you want to Google Nintendo hard games, do it. and play some of those games.
Be careful Googling it. Make sure you have your safe search on.
Number one on my list is the Mario game that no one ever really talks about, Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, yes. This game, one of my favorites.
One of my favorites,
definitely
too.
One of my favorite games of all time. All time.
Super Nintendo, they were batting a thousand with Mario games. Except for, like, Dr. Mario. The Dr. Mario was for... No, it was for Super, wasn't it? Or it was for NES. Or was it for both?
Yes, I don't know.
I can't remember.
I think it was for both.
But Super Mario World was one of the best games I've ever fucking played in my life. And then you had a classic game, which is also on the Super Nintendo, Super Mario RPG.
Yes.
Which is still one of the only RPG games I actually like.
Yeah, but like that one for Super Nintendo and like Paper Mario is like some of my favorite Mario games ever.
And Super Mario World was a great game. I like the fact that you could, they let you choose which way you want to go. I mean, eventually you had to beat all the levels, but when you started, you didn't have to go to the right or left. You didn't have to go to the right. You didn't have to go to the left. You could choose which way you want to go.
Yeah, like that, no matter how old I get and how old that game becomes, I will always, if I ever go into somebody's house and they're playing that game randomly, I'll be like, oh man, let me play.
Yeah.
Then let me beat a couple of levels real fast.
Yeah. It is just a great fucking game. And I do have a couple honorable mentions on here.
Let's hear them.
Honorable mentions. I put these as one game because they're kind of the same game, but at the same time they're not. Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort. Wii Sports was a great game. I can remember doing boxing and tennis tournaments at Alan's house. The Wii Baseball is my favorite fucking thing ever, I honestly believe. And Wii Sports Resort, have you played that one?
I sadly have never played Wii Sports Resort.
It kind of beats Wii Sports because it has a basketball portion. And
that's cool.
It has a three-point shootout, which is fun as shit.
It sounds like that would be really fun.
In the basketball game, it's fun as shit, too, because you know, like in the baseball... when you think you hit a home run and they catch the ball and they look at you with no emotion and you get so pissed off because they look smug as shit. That happens in the basketball. They'll like block a shot and they'll just stare at the fucking camera. And goddamn it pisses me off.
Man.
And the second honorable mention on my list is because without this game coming out for the Super Nintendo, it was also released on the Sega Genesis, but if it was only released on the Sega, there's a chance it wouldn't still be around today. John Madden Football.
John Madden Football, man.
That game started a fucking revolution for sports games, in my opinion.
It really did. Despite that, I will stand up and I'll hate on Madden all the time, but that it really did.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like one of the best-selling sports games like ever.
I think it's the
best-selling. Yeah. It's definitely the biggest best-selling one.
And it is. It's a classic game. It's a classic game franchise. You can't have like an NBA 2K series or NBA Live or NHL 2K. EA Sports probably wouldn't even still be around if not for Madden Football.
I don't know how it came to me like yesterday, but actually I thought about Madden, and I was thinking, remember when we had to have like a Madden tournament?
Yeah.
We would try to have like a Madden season with everybody. It lasted for like 2 weeks, but
yeah, because
it was such a good idea.
It lasted 2 weeks because after the first week, half the people had losses, and then the second week, only half of those half people showed up. So what started as like 8 teams ended up being like 3 people going back the second week. And that was my top 10. Legend of Zelda, number 10. Number 9, Ready to Rumble Boxing. Number 8, Super Mario Galaxy. Number 7, Double the Fuck Dragon. Number 6, Metroid. Number 5, Pokemon Snap. Number 4, Super Smash Bros. Number 3, Luigi's Mansion. Number 2, Zombies Ate My Neighbors. And number 1, Super Mario World.
Super Mario World.
Honorable mentions going to Wii Sports Resort, and John Madden Football.
That's like a great top 10 list there. All right.
Thanks.
And now I got my top 10 list in a very particular order. And coming in at number 10, for the N64 was my very favorite installment of this game, Star Fox 64. It's a very fun game. It is, I believe it is my favorite, and or I know it's my favorite, and I believe it is the best airplane flying game. Even though you're not really in an airplane, you're
What a weird genre to say it's the best of.
It really is, man. Like all those little jet fighter games, like all those Ace Combat games. That's there's like been like 20 of for PlayStation and all the other random. I really think that's like Star Fox 64 is like the best one.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And then they had the Star Fox for GameCube, and I thought it was gonna be so cool. And it was you fucking walked around, man. You just walked around. You didn't even get to fly your little R-Wing or whatever the hell them damn things were called. But Star Fox 64, amazing fucking game. And number 9 on my list is Ocarina of Time.
That is a great game.
It's probably better than a lot of other games on my list, but in my favorite games, in my top 10 favorite games, it comes in at number 9. But, it's very known, or a lot of people that claim it to be maybe the best game ever.
Yeah,
I wouldn't disagree with that, but it comes in at number 9 on my list. But it is an amazing game, man. It's definitely worth a run through. And number 8 for Nintendo 64 was Super Smash Brothers. You covered most of it, but man, Super Smash Brothers is like Super Smash Brothers is like one of the biggest like gaming like game communities like to date.
Yeah.
Like they have like fighting tournaments for that game like still to this day. Like they do play new ones, but like if anybody can ever watch like a Super Smash Brothers tournament, I would love to go to play Smash for like $100,000.
Yeah, at the Memphis Fantasy and Comic Convention every year here, they have a Super Smash Brothers tournament. Yeah,
that'd be freaking amazing to go to, man.
And they have a Mario Kart tournament.
I was about the most generic person ever playing that game. I played as Mario.
Always played as Donkey Kong. So I always thought, all right, he's the biggest. He can kick ass.
Fucking screw you, Donkey Kong.
Clearly you're prepared.
I know, I'm trying to... I thought I was prepared, but I'm not. But I'm prepared now. Coming in at number 7 is another game that was on your top 10 list, Pokemon Snap. Not my favorite Pokemon game, but definitely comes in second place, and it is freaking amazing. You're a photographer, and I believe that game, at one point in my life, really made me want to become a photographer. It's strictly from Pokemon Snap. I wanted to ride around in a roller coaster and take pictures of Pokemon. And that game, yeah. Trying to get that perfect picture, man. That's what it was all about. Number 6 for the regular Nintendo, the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, or Electronic System, whichever one it is. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Is it electronic or entertainment?
I think it's entertainment system.
I think it is, actually, also.
Hey, so you're the dumbass, not me.
Yeah, my bad.
But, yeah, man, Punch-Out. And you got to play the original one. You can't play Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream. You got to play the original Mike Tyson Punch-Out. Yeah, that game's freaking amazing, man. It's like one of my favorite regular Nintendo games ever.
Mike Tyson played it on The Tonight Show not that long ago.
That's freaking funny. I bet he sucks at it. But, yeah, that's a fun-ass game, man. And number 5 on my list coming in, number 5 on the N64 is Mario 64.
That was a great one.
The first trip for Mario into the 3D realm.
That was a great goddamn game.
It was amazing. You couldn't ride Yoshi in it, no matter what everybody will tell you. It's been an online rumor for about 20 years now that you could ride Yoshi. You cannot ride Yoshi. He's in the game, but you cannot ride him. He's on top of the castle. but yeah, man, this game was amazing when it first came out. I really don't know how it holds up to today because I haven't played it in fucking like 6 years.
Yeah.
I'd really like to go back and play it, but damn, it looks good.
It seems like an N64 is the hardest system to get a hold of these days.
Man, I love Nintendo 64.
I wish I still had mine.
Me too. Me too. But yeah, Mario 64 coming in at number 5. And number 4 on my list is the only Game Boy game I will have is Pokemon Yellow. For those that you do not know, Pokemon Yellow was basically Pokemon Red and Blue, except for on Pokemon Yellow, instead of choosing one of the three main Pokemon at the beginning of the game, you had Pikachu at the beginning of the game, and you were able to collect all three of your normal Pokemon. So you were able to collect Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur. But on where you play Red or Blue, you could only have one of the three because they were not catchable in the game. You could only pick them at the beginning.
Yeah.
So Pokemon Yellow, I always go back every about 4 years and beat you. And man, it's a cool-ass Pokemon game. And at number 3 is, I believe it's still, to this day, is the best wrestling game of all time, and that is No Mercy.
That is a great fucking game.
I probably could have put all 4 of those games on my list, but I didn't want to do that. I only wanted to put one, and I've picked No Mercy. I think if Revenge would have had a better creator wrestler, not a creator outfit... I think that game probably would have been better. I think I probably would have picked that game.
I remember I made CM Punk in No Mercy in like 2003 or some shit, and I made his finisher the Pedigree.
How clever.
And I made one of his finishers the double underhook backbreaker because that was his move. He called it the Welcome to Chicago, motherfucker. It was never called that in Dota. So.
Oh. Well, that's... quite strange. I would never understand why. But yeah, man, No Mercy. You can like all these SmackDown games that came out. You can like WWE 2K, but No Mercy, man, it's the best damn wrestling game of all time.
I don't think there's actually anyone out there that actually likes WWE 2K. I have it, and god damn it, is it boring. If you want to play No Mercy the best way, download an emulator.
Yes, because then you can play a No Mercy with about... 500 characters.
Yeah, you can play No Mercy with like 500 characters. You can play like a Ring of Honor arena. You can play it in a Japanese arena with a barbed wire deathmatch. You can use fluorescent light bulbs in it, which you also can in the classic game WCW Backstage Assault.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about Backstage Assault. I have never played that game.
It was terrible. The cartridge was blue.
That's cool, I guess. What other cartridge was blue?
Tomorrow Never Dies, I think. The 007 game.
That might be true, but that's definitely not what I'm thinking of. I think it was the Tony Hawk game. I think Tony Hawk 1 or 2 might have been blue.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
No. Well, that's not the end of your list, though.
Oh, no, that's definitely not. We are far from my list. Actually, we only got 2 left.
Yeah, so we're not far from it.
And that was number 3, No Mercy. And coming in at number 2 on my list for the NES is Super Mario Bros. 3 is my favorite Mario game out of all of them.
I honestly think that... I don't think that game is overrated, but I think people put that game too high on the list of greatest games ever.
Well, I think you're fucking stupid. How do you like that?
Well, you're a piece of shit.
Well, I'm not gonna confirm or deny that. But, yeah, man, I love Mario Brothers 3. It's all fun and games until you get to World 7, and it gets hard as hell.
Yeah.
And then if you beat the entire game, if you beat World 8 and you do not use any power-ups, then I praise you. And if you say you have, I probably will accuse you of lying.
Yeah.
Because the last world is freaking very hard and amazingly hard without just flying through all the levels. But yes. And coming in at number 1 on my favorite Nintendo game of all time for the N64, GoldenEye. I believe GoldenEye was freaking amazing to me, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first-person shooter. I want to say that was probably like the first game where people would do tournaments.
Yes, that was that's really what started the entire like Halo and Call of Duty and all the first-person shooter tournaments
really
and all
started,
that. Like, it really started that entire like genre.
It pretty
much
started co-play.
Yeah, that too, honestly. But And to this day, the only James Bond film I like is GoldenEye.
I've never seen a single James Bond movie.
I only like it because it's GoldenEye. And if you play the story mode in GoldenEye, it's basically playing the movie. So that's why I like that movie. But GoldenEye 64, me and my buds used to have some fun times playing that game back in the day.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Some of my honorable mentions. I don't have none wrote down, but I can think of a couple I barely missed making my list. The Paper Mario game is a great game. Mario Party,
yeah.
All of them, amazing games.
All
37 of them. Just any Mario game.
Mario Party games are like the now CDs.
Yeah, they really are.
Like, you can remember when the first one came out, and then you're like, what, they're on Mario Party 20 now?
It's like, damn, I remember playing like 4 and thinking, that was cool.
Like, they're on now 52.
Now, man, what a crappy ass CD that is nowadays.
It's amazing though to look back on like the first couple and see like compare that with like the bands and musicians that are on it and look at the ones now and you're like, none of these bands are still relevant.
Another honorable mention, what you said, Luigi's Mansion, man.
Yeah,
Luigi's Mansion all the damn way. I could go on. I could probably list about 50 honorable mentions, but I'm not going to do that.
Before we
Excite Bike, by the way.
Yeah.
Amazing game. For
Before we get off of here, I want to mention one thing Nintendo did that still to this day does not make any fucking sense to me. Hey, You Pikachu. Yeah. It was the game where you could talk to Pikachu through a special Nintendo 64 that came with a microphone attached to it. And the way they promoted it was saying, Hey, You Pikachu. I think it was like $199.99 and includes a free Nintendo 64. Like, no, it doesn't. You're paying for the Nintendo 64.
I think the Nintendo 64 was yellow.
Yeah.
I think that might have been...
It was yellow and it had Pikachu on it.
See, it would have been really cool if it didn't have Pikachu on it. If it was just a yellow system, that would have been pretty damn
and
sweet.
And you had the, as you called it earlier, the first Guitar Hero game ever, Donkey Konga.
Yeah.
Or Donkey Kongo, whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
I never played it, but I can remember going to Blockbuster and always seeing those fucking bongos behind the behind the counter for when people rented the game.
Oh, man, I miss going to Blockbuster and playing all the new games.
You can still do that at Best Buy.
Yeah, but
that's the only reason why I go to Best Buy.
It's just not the same. It's nowhere near the same.
At Game Exchange, they have a GameCube set up with Super Smash Bros. Melee.
That's pretty damn cool.
No, not Melee. Was it Melee that came out on the GameCube?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because Brawl's the one that came out on Wii.
Yeah. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't played any of those games we mentioned, download an emulator, or better yet, go buy the systems just to get those games.
Yeah, man.
You can... Honestly, download an emulator, download some ROMs, get an Xbox controller, hook it up to your computer, configure the controls to go to your Xbox controller, and there you go.
There you go, guys.
You have a free, cheap Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo, NES, Nintendo GameCube, anything. If you have a smartphone, you can download a GameCube app and download ROMs. Yeah, next week, I should have an announcement about where this podcast is going to be in the future. It may be on Podomatic. It may not be. I hope it's not. Anyways, for Devolution Blueberry, I am Todd Suliano.
I'm Jesse Matthews.
And go play Nintendo.